Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in our dark island skies, as well as what's happening in the massive universe around our very tiny planet. As usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips for our report. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's happening?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. This week, stargazers, look out for Venus and Mars in our evening skies. These two planets can be both seen in the southwestern sky after sunset. Now remember, planets are easy to spot because they are very bright, and unlike stars, they tend not to twinkle. Now the moon this week is waning, which is great news for us stargazers because we will be treated to some awesome dark skies by the end of the week.
And we have a return to an astronomy facility on Hawaii Island that we were talking about last week, and now that place has a discovery of a dwarf galaxy, is that right?
Yes, this week a surprising discovery from astronomers atop Mauna Kea using the Subaru Observatory. They have discovered another previously unseen member of the Milky Way's galactic family. It is a faint dwarf galaxy lurking just beyond the outer edges of our own galaxy. It is called Virgo I, as in the letter I. It gets its name from the direction of the sky in which it was discovered, which is of course near the constellation of Virgo.
And how many family members does that make now?
Well, before Virgo I was discovered, we had two satellite galaxies. We call them the Large and Small Magellanic Clouds. These are easily visible from the southern hemisphere, but unfortunately, we can't see them from Hawaii.
Unless you're Subaru, right?
Indeed, with its giant eye. Now that Virgo I has been discovered, we can safely say that our intergalactic family is growing.
And how about a little insight into what a satellite galaxy is?
Well, satellite galaxies are small galaxies that orbit bigger ones. Quite often, they can be what we call irregular galaxies due to their irregular shapes. They still contain stars, gas, and dust, just like their bigger cousins such as the Milky Way.
And how do they form?
Well, the Large and Small Magellanic Clouds, for example, are thought to be leftovers from a galactic collision and a galaxy that was swallowed by our own Milky Way billions of years ago. It's possible that Virgo I is also the remains of a galactic collision that happened in that ancient era.
And you're not thinking this is where those aliens in the new movie Arrival came from, are you?
Absolutely not.
It's Christopher Phillips. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.